Well, it's a corner ball to SC United, the first of the afternoon. Just into the 6 minute of this game. In it comes from Smith from this main stand side. Ooh, and it's palmed off on the near post there. And following up is Kate O'Gara. And on 5 minutes, FC United take the lead. And that corner then, Paul, it fooled the Wakefield defence. It went towards the near post. The goalkeeper just did enough to keep it out, but not enough to prevent it from going into Kate O'Gara's path. And it was a tapping in the end, 1-0.
It wasn't a strong enough fist on the ball. Unfortunately, went behind her instead of going the opposite direction. And of course, close to goal there, it's anybody's goal.
So Wakefield back with possession on the edge of their own penalty area. Long ball coming here for Hunt to chase onto. And it flicks off Marsh, and Hunt's going to get on this ball. Hunt now from a tight angle shoots. Ainsworth can't keep the ball out. And on 34 minutes, it's an equaliser from Wakefield. And deserved a bit, Paul, really. They've been coming back into it in the last 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, the warning signs have been there that FC's passing game has not been as fluent as it was earlier, and they've gradually crept into this, and that was a good speculative effort from wide out, and unfortunately Chloe Ainsworth couldn't keep it out. She got a hand to it, but could only palm it in.
And in FC's third competitive game of the season, that's the first goal FC United have conceded. O'Gara picks up possession now for FC United over on the far touchline. Infield, the ball comes to Smith. Smith turns, plays it back to the halfway line to Marsh. Marsh now out to his left-hand side to Fields. Fields with a run there down the line from Bailey. Bailey checks inside, lays it off to Marsh, who continues the run. Marsh! That is a beautifully well-worked goal, that, Paul. Marsh from the halfway line. Marsh completes the move, not yeah. too far from the six-yard box, curves it into the far corner, and on 38 minutes, FC United take the lead again.
Well, she used the defender as a shield there when she was curling it round, and the keeper saw it very late, and it was obviously quality finish there from a centre-back. And it's not the first time she's done it for us, of course.
Well, that's the second well-worked goal we've seen this weekend. The FC United's first goal yesterday was pretty special. That was equally impressive. So, last 4 minutes of this first half. 2-1 the score to FC. And it's back with Greswell in the Wakefield goal, who's taking the time with it. Still with the ball, and now picks it up, and then rolls it out to the left-hand side. Back infield, it goes to Godson. Godson under immediate pressure, and Bailey's going to capitalise round the keeper. Bailey, the angle's tight, and this is trickling over the line. Bailey got just enough purchase on that ball to see the ball cross the line from about 9 yards out from a tight angle. And it's now 3-1 and a bit more comfortable, Paul. And Wakefield, architects of their own.
A suicidal back pass that didn't have the speed on it. Bailey's pace, other players may not have got it, but Bailey is so quick. Managed to round the keeper. And even the shot wasn't accurate in terms of pace, but it just rolled in.
Cleared lines, only as far as Marsh, who brings it down and gets it to O'Gara, to Fields. Fields. To Bailey, who's in a bit of a pocket of space here, lays it off to Smith. Smith now, surely!
Yes, at last.
To the right hand side of the goalkeeper, and Maxie Smith, who's had a few, let's say, chances this afternoon, has finally scored on 88 minutes. 4-1 the score. Wakefield Trinity, in the last 10 minutes or so, have had a couple of good opportunities to get back into this game, but 4-1 now, Paul, that's the time put to bed.
I think it's a more realistic scoreline based on the balance of play now.